Hey, 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 everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Simply Hanif radio show, and that's me, she, your girl, Simply Hanif. And I am, and we are, looking for someone that maybe can give us a new tune, yes, a new intro for all that's going on with the Blog Talk radio show that we have going on. We have two wonderful guests, all about fitness, and they are now going to be our host on once a month, on Tuesdays, and I want us to support them so much because I think we'll get so much out of it. You know, the Simply Hanif radio show is all about life changing and growing in life, right? So for myself, I definitely love talking about self-esteem, self-care, and self-love. That's what I am, that self-esteem guru. And it's important that we do that. But today we're going to have just a little bit of a different show, and I am having two more guest hosts coming on, and I'm definitely excited about that. And let me tell you a little bit about Keith. I think you guys will love him, his story, how he lost all the weight that he did, and I think for the men out there, he will be able to give you some tips to help you start your life in a different direction. And yes, we have the wonderful Sky. I call her our guru. Yes, our fitness guru. She calls herself Skyzercise Fitness. You guys can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and all of that nature. I cannot wait for her to definitely get on. Well, with that being said, she will be on a little bit later on in the show. Today, I wanted to talk about being married and fighting to find and rediscover yourself. At times, we go through things, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, and I know you guys can totally get what I'm saying, that you lose yourself, especially mothers, but sometimes so does the men in the relationship. They just hold their stuff silently. They also fight against their body changing and job changing or just failing. Men, I think, sometimes are made to be our providers and our protectors, and if they feel that they're not doing that, their selves can get into a bit of a little depression, and that would manifest itself sometimes in anger, sometimes in the way that they do not take care of themselves, and the way that they treat their family. But there's a solution, always a solution. Ladies, we have to remember that we have to be more compassionate and try to really see through your mate. Remember and go back to the why, so that you could be more caring and loving to figure out what's going on. In order to have a healthy relationship, you yourself must be healthy mentally, emotionally, and I say spiritually. And so we have to learn to take these moments out and take care of ourselves in that matter so that we can take care of each other. Listen, relationships are all about pouring into one another. If you're pouring into your mate and he's pouring into you, then no one's lacking. But if you are pouring into you and he's pouring into you and everybody's pouring into you, then, of course, everyone is lacking, right? So it's very important to try your best to balance those things out. We have to not become selfish and not become complacent. I am an advocate on having healthy marriages and trying your best to fight to have a great marriage and with that, know that that road isn't easy. And I'm speaking from experience because some of you may not know, and some of you may know that I've been married 15 years, and this year we'll make it 16. And Mr. Jordan and I have certainly gone through our ups and downs, and right now Mr. Jordan is facing some health issues, and that's because he just wouldn't take care of himself. Now, I'm married to a younger man. I could disclose that, about 7 years younger than me, so he's in his, early 30s, 35, 36. but sometimes they hold their stress in a different way, and what I had to realize is that I have to love him to bring him back healthy, and that's important, and to help him work on his self-esteem a little bit, too. I don't know about you, but I'm honest about that. I, at one time, did not take care of myself. And as a mom, we lose ourselves. We're so busy taking care of the whole household. And if you have children added on to that, we are definitely doing that as well, taking care of the kids, and then we lose ourselves. But we have to take at least, I always say, take 10 minutes out of the day, even if you could take an hour. That is displaying self-care and self-love for yourself, and I do that unapologetically. It's important that you do it and not apologize for it. So listen, everybody, I'm going to take a small break, as I always do. We have sponsors, and we have to pay those bills. But if you have any questions and you have any concerns or anything that you would like to ask any of our hosts, be sure to call in at 646-478-5323 and press 1. If you don't press 1, I can't see that you're in the queue. And if I can't see that you're in the queue, then I don't know that you want to speak to one of our hosts. So we also have a chat box. So if you feel like you want to ask a question, you can type it in there, and our host will get that question, and they will answer it. But in the meantime, let's take a small break.
Hi, this is Felicia Benjamin Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Hey, 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 we are back to the Simply Hanif radio show, and that is me, she, your girl, Simply Hanif. Now, listen, everybody, if you are interested as well, is, you know, if you want to have your commercial played, you are in business, and you want people to hear it, we do have sponsorship packages. So go ahead, if you would like to email me or email our staff at info@simplyhanif.guru, and you can hear your commercial as well. Happy about that. So we are going to, in a few minutes, Sky will be on, I think about 3 more minutes, and I know you guys cannot wait for that. I'm so excited to have her on and hear all about fitness and how I can myself can get better without feeling guilty. Don't you want to do the same? I'm sure you do. And then, again, we will have definitely Mr. Keith Temple Trotter, yes, talking about men's health, and I am definitely excited about that because I don't think men pay attention to their health or pay attention to taking care of themselves the way that they need to. So we gotta push that, everybody. We have to push that. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, let's see, and remember, this is a free event. If you guys have, if you want to, if you're not able to listen live, you're able to definitely listen through the archives. It's very important that numbers matter for the show, and especially for our new hosts, you guys. So make sure you go back and follow the show, build that those numbers. It can help. You know, the ultimate goal is maybe you guys might hear us on a different platform, and we're really looking forward to that as well. So we have a few more minutes, and I am still very excited to have Miss Sky on, but she's going to actually be coming on a little early. Hey, so with no further ado, our fitness guru, Sky Edwards, and here she goes, y'all.
Thank you so much, Hanif. Thank you so much for the introduction and for what you spoke on earlier. I do appreciate all that you do and say to help others. It is really a pleasure being here with everyone today. It's such a beautiful day in California. We're experiencing some beautiful weather. And thank you for everyone that is listening right now. I'm Sky Edwards. And before I get into today's topic, I would like to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a California native and a graduate of San Diego State University. I obtained my bachelor's degree in kinesiology with an emphasis in pre-physical therapy. I have been very blessed to be helping others change their lives for over 15 years. It is truly my passion and my calling to help others get healthy and adapt a healthy lifestyle they can stick with. I believe that God has really opened up doors for me to be able to share my gift with others. And I just appreciate this time here today. I am also a mom to three amazing little boys. They are 10, 7, and soon to be 6. He will be having a birthday this Friday, and he's super excited. They are just full of life. They keep me busy. They are fun, and my heart is so full with them. I just want to encourage everyone, if you would like to call in to ask any questions, you can do so at any time. The number is 646-478-5323, and just be sure to press 1 so Hanif knows that you are in the queue. So let's get into today's topic of let's get moving. Exercise is so important, but America, we are in trouble. Our health is suffering. Healthcare costs are higher because of obesity. Obesity rates have increased, unfortunately, to 69% in America. That's 69% of all adults being overweight or obese. Those numbers are very high, higher than they've ever been, and it's actually quite sad when you think about it. And part of the problem is that creating an active lifestyle has been more difficult these days with an increase in sedentary jobs and a longer work week. So how do we fit that into our busy lives? It can be very difficult, but it's not impossible. I'm here today to tell you that we can all make positive changes. I want to tell you that you can improve your life, and it's never too late, and that you are worth it. We are all worth it. We need to take care of our bodies and be the best that we can be, and I want to encourage everyone to remember that. And it's very quite simple. All it takes to improve your health and well-being is 150 minutes a week. That equals 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week. That's easy. We can remember that, 5 times 30. Also, you can experience benefits even if you divide the 30 minutes up into 2 or 3 segments of 10 to 15 minutes per day. Easy. We can do 15 minutes in the morning. We can do 15 minutes in the evening. We have our 30 minutes, and we're on our road to improved health. It's wonderful. Physical activity is anything that makes your body move and burn calories. So anything from walking, jogging, dancing, bicycling, swimming, if you want to do a step class, climb stairs, engage in sports, get out and play basketball with your kids. Take a Zumba class if that's what you enjoy. It doesn't really matter what it is, as long as you're moving your body and burning calories. That's what counts. I also want to encourage those who are not exercising at all. There's many Americans that don't exercise at all. And I want to encourage those that are sedentary to start walking. Walking is free. It's easy. It's enjoyable. You can make it social. Walk with a friend. Walk with a buddy. Walking also boasts high success rates because people typically can stick with it. However, commitment is necessary for success. We must commit ourselves to the process. So this week, next week, I highly encourage everyone to commit to 150 minutes a week. I think we can all do that. I think it's a very easy, achievable goal, very realistic. We can all find 30 minutes in a day, no matter how busy our lives are. Think about the time that you spend watching TV or being on Facebook. You know, we're all guilty of that. We can cut back on some of those other activities that take away from ourselves, and we can do a little bit for ourselves to improve our lives. I want to let you know what you get when you commit to getting fit. What you get when you commit to getting fit. Lots of health benefits here. And I'm just going to take a quick break right now, and I will let you know what all of those benefits are when we come back with a word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me again. Let me tell you what you get when you commit to getting fit. I just love that. Regular physical activity reduces tension, reduces anxiety, reduces depression, and reduces anger. All wonderful benefits. Regular physical activity reduces your risk for heart attack and stroke, which sadly are the number one and number five killers in America. That alone is my reason for staying fit. My grandfather died of a heart attack. Regular physical activity prevents and manages high blood pressure, prevents bone loss, which is so important for women. We want to prevent osteoporosis as we age, as we get older. We don't want brittle bones. Exercise can prevent that from happening. It improves muscle strength so that we are stronger as we get older. Into our later years, when we're seniors, we want to maintain our independence for as long as possible, and strong muscles are going to help us do that. We can improve our cholesterol, boost our energy, allows for better sleep, and most importantly, just improves our quality of life all around. I don't know about you, but I want to live a long, healthy life and be able to play with my grandchildren. So exercise is the only way. Without exercise, we cannot have these things. So I encourage everyone to get out 150 minutes a week and start moving, start walking. Look at the different activities in your neighborhood, at your local gym, and commit to 30 minutes a day. I want to share one of my success stories with one of my clients. I just spoke with her yesterday. She's a 64-year-old woman. She's overweight, and she is committed to getting fit. And she has hired me on to help her do that. I have implemented an eating plan, exercise plan into her life. She is 64. She works full-time. She commutes 2 hours a day to and from work. She's busy. She does not have time. If anyone has an excuse not to exercise, it would be her. However, she is committed to getting fit. And so she wakes up early. She gets in her hour of exercise 5 to 6 times a week. She does 30 minutes of cardio. She does 30 minutes of strength. And in 5 weeks, she has lost 12 pounds. I am so proud of her. She is just such an inspiration. And if she can do it, anyone can do it. I just love her. I would like to leave you with a quote by Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. I just love that quote. We need to step outside that box and show the world our light and be the best that we can be. Please visit my website at www.skyzercise.com, SKYZERCISE. You can also find me on Facebook at Skyzercise Fitness. And there's also some links in there to learn about my new program that I have been blessed with. I have joined on with Dr. Keith Kanner and Tamara Renee and are bringing you Resolution Rescue to help others change their lives for the better. So I encourage you to ask me any questions that you want. Email me also. You can find that link on my website, skyzercise.com. Thank you so much, Hanif, for having me on today. It's been such a pleasure, and
absolutely.
I look forward.
You have a caller. You have a caller on.
Okay.
So let's go to that caller. Hello, caller.
Okay.
You're on the air. Hello. Okay. Well, I guess we do not. So let me be clear again. If you press 1 that you want to speak to us, I'm going to see you in a queue. So if you don't want to talk, just don't press 1. If you do, 646-478-5323. Go right ahead, sister.
Thank you, Hanif. I just appreciate this opportunity, and I look forward to speaking next month and bringing you more health and fitness information as it pertains to you. And if we don't have any callers, we have up next, we have Men's Health with Keith Temple Trotter.
All right. Hello, Keith.
Hi, how you doing, Hanif?
I'm fine. Go right ahead. I'll talk to you.
Well, I want to thank you all for joining me today for Men's Health, and it's very timely that we're discussing this topic today because we're in month 2 of the new year. So I'm going to start off with a question. How are those New Year's resolutions going? And I know each one of us has made a decision to make a change this year. And I'm going to be discussing about what is going to make things different for you with my 7 ways to make your New Year's resolution stick. The first one I'd like to talk about today is write it all down. According to a study done by Professor John Norcross at the University of Scranton, people who write down their goals are 10 times more likely to achieve them than people who only make mental notes of it. So write those goals down. Number 2, make SMART goals. Now, SMART is an acronym that stands for simple, measurable, is it attainable, realistic, and is it time specific? So when you write down your goals, take it a step further and analyze them against the SMART test. Are your goals simple? Can the progress be measured? Are they attainable and realistic in the specified time that you've given yourself to get there? If the answer to any of those questions is no, then start that process over. The third item is start with one thing. Many times we try to take on way too much, but once you understand that changing your behavior usually involves changing several behaviors at once in order to accomplish that goal, it takes a lot of mental pressure off. So if your resolution is to lose weight, then that means that you're going to have to change your eating, sleeping, shopping, cooking, exercising, work, and social habits. That is a lot of change happening just to accomplish that goal. And trust me, that workload is enough. It takes an average of 66 days of consistent behavior in order to develop a new habit. Give yourself 90 days to work on developing that new routine before moving on to the next goal. Number 4 is stretch your goals out. Now that you know that it takes a solid 2 months to make that new routine a habit, you can feel much more comfortable about stretching your goals out over a longer period of time. This one change will increase your success rate, and it takes the mental pressure off to get it all done at once. Stretching them out is also an exercise in grace for yourself. You are human. There will be setbacks. Give yourself time to deal with it and make course corrections along the way. Now, I'm going to come back after a commercial break here with numbers 5, 6 and 7, and then we're going to open up the telephone lines for some questions.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
All right, and we're back with the Simply Hanif Radio Show. I am your host, Keith Temple Trotter, with Men's Health. We've been talking about 7 ways to make your New Year's resolution stick, and we've gone through the first 4. So let's recap those really quickly. Number 1, write it all down. You're 10 times more likely to be successful when instead of just thinking about your goals, you write them down. Number 2, make SMART goals. SMART, once again, is an acronym. It means simple, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-specific. Number 3 is start with one thing. Changing your behavior usually involves changing several behaviors at once. And number 4, stretch your goals out. Stretching your goals out is an exercise in grace for yourself. You're human. There will be setbacks. Give yourself enough time to deal with those setbacks and make course corrections along the way. So now we can pick up with number 5. Number 5 is take time to celebrate victories, large and small. Your resolution is a project, and you're going to have those setbacks that we talked about before. But what I'm suggesting, instead of looking at your progress in light of your failures, that you begin to look at your progress in light of the success. Number 6, get active socially or pick a buddy. The people closest to us are highly influential in our lives. Taking on tasks and accomplishing goals together creates a sense of community and relatability that you cannot build on your own. When you do things and accomplish goals with your friends, you're 33% more likely to be successful than those that don't. Shared goals and tasks create accountability through positive competition and also offer more opportunities to celebrate those incremental victories that we talked about. And number 7, and the last one, and I think one of the most important ones, is change your mood. Zig Ziglar famously quotes, "Your attitude determines your altitude." So I say make an effort to engage in activities that brighten your mood. 1, learn how to meditate. Remove all negative influences from your life, whether they be people, places, or things. And I know that that's easier said than done, but you have to make the effort. Make a list of your accomplishments and celebrate them the way that we talked about in number 5. Watch funny movies or get out to the local comedy club. But most importantly, find ways to be a positive influence in someone else's life so that you're building up positive energy that can be reflected back to you later. These are the 7 tips that I have to help make your New Year's resolution stick. Write it all down, make SMART goals, start with one thing, stretch your goals out, take time to celebrate, get active socially or pick a buddy, and change your mood.
All right. So I have all of us, right? So I'm excited. Keith and Miss Sky, you there? Well, I thought I had us all on. So anyways, thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great, because I wanted to just so everybody can hear us and hear our personalities together. And I just want to say thank you guys for joining. And for our listeners, just to go ahead and be a little patient with us. We will get way better in time. I'm excited. I think you guys did wonderful, and you gave out so much information, and I'm happy about that. So, Keith, please tell people where they can reach you. Definitely, you know, when it comes to your websites, I know Mrs. Edwards was able to do so, and everyone already, I'm pretty sure, knows how to get at me, so that we could ask the questions that we need to ask. And I'm encouraging all of our listeners to please go on our site, ask questions now that we can answer next month, and we could dialogue with you.
Absolutely. Thank you once again, Hanif, for having me on. I can be reached on Facebook at 100 Small Steps. I can also be reached at the blog at 100smallstepsblog.com. That's all one word. And my regular website is www.100smallsteps.com.
Awesome, awesome. All right, everybody, thank you again for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations.